broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It's the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican-Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the broads.
Even the broads.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, are we changing it to broads?
Yes. Well, this week, I'm fucking changing it.
All right. Especially the broads.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers, man.
The motherfucking broads.
Today, I got to fucking concentrate on being like more fucking manly, man.
Why?
Do you know how like they fucking say, they always say, that you don't turn gay, you're born gay?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that anymore.
I think I can turn gay.
No, you think
so? You think you could turn gay?
Probably.
See, I didn't believe that until fucking now.
Oh, shit.
Wait, how does that happen?
All I know is that for the past 2 days, I've been pissing pink.
Oh.
And
that, they're turning you gay from the inside.
I have no idea how it happened, man. But I do know that Taylor Swift was on. Uh-huh. While I was taking a piss, I was like, oh shit. So I turned that shit off immediately and I started putting some country and some fucking heavy metal at the same time.
Holy
just
shit.
Just to make sure I got like fucking more, you know, manly, more testosterone.
Did it go from pink to black?
No, it was just all fucking pink, bro. That shit scared the shit out of me. And it just kept, every time I took a piss, it was just pink.
Have you been drinking Kool-Aid or what the fuck?
Not Kool-Aid, no, man. So fuck, dude. Like all the movies that I started watching all the fucking, you know, the fucking, yeah. Like the Tonka Trunks and the fucking, you know.
the Tonka Trunks.
What are those shits called? Those fucking big rig trucks? You know, like when they go, tractor trailer, tractor pull, all that shit, man.
Derek.
Yeah.
If you're pissing pink, uh-huh. I think you may want to go to your nearest clinic, bro.
Why? No, that just fucking, that I'm turning into a fucking woman. There's only two reasons why I would be pissing pink, bro.
They're going to be like, yeah. Sorry, sir.
It's either I'm turning gay or I'm turning into a woman. I don't look like a fucking woman.
He's like, they're like, sorry, ma'am. You're turning into a woman. What?
This is ridiculous. It's not happening on my watch.
My years of medical education tells me you're turning into a woman.
Yes.
Dude, that shit's going to turn into like a gender reveal party real quick and shit.
Fuck yeah, bro. This isn't happening, man.
That's fucking... Yeah.
So everything I'm doing now is just, you know...
Extra like, manly.
Extra fucking manly.
So there's no like internal bleeding right there? Though.
No, not at all. No.
That's what I was going for.
No, it's just pink, man. I've been eating steaks every fucking day from now on. No more chicken. It's all fucking steaks, bro. Fucking tomahawks.
What about hot dogs?
No fucking hot dogs. Are you fucking stupid? That'll turn you gay real quick. Real fucking quick.
You know, bratwursts are better.
No! No! Why would you suggest that's a bigger wiener? What's wrong with you, McTorius?
I'm like,
did you almost spit out your fucking...
Almost.
Shit.
I got on my sweater.
I don't drink seltzers anymore. I drink fucking nothing but mezcal.
Mezcal.
No more seltzers.
Are you still using the bidet?
Oh.
There it is.
You know what?
I didn't even think about that.
That might be the culprit, bro.
That might be. Okay, so I'm cutting out the bidet from today. Well, maybe from... Another hour on, but that's it. No more bidet.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Was it like a progression, or was it like from one day to the next?
It was just straight pink, bro. Just straight pink, and every fucking day after that.
So it's like that saying. Remember, like they're like un joto no nace, se hace.
I didn't believe that until right. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what it is?
What's that?
What is it?
You started juicing, no?
No, like, no, I don't use testosterone or
no,
steroids,
man.
Or any of that stuff. I'm all natural, bro.
Drinking fucking fresh juice. I think you've been drinking beet juice.
And that's
is that what happens? Wait, hold on. Wait. Yeah, I drank a Vampiro. Yeah. And it was it's made with beets.
Yeah.
And it was like a 32-ounce. So, you know, just to kind of like level me out. And yeah, it felt good. It was a good drink.
I think that's what it is, bro.
Are you saying what? What do you mean? What's
your beet?
Wait. Wait. So beet juice turns your urine pink.
Yeah. He does. It changes the color.
Is that it?
Yeah, it makes it like reddish, like a dark red.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can stop listening to heavy metal.
No, continue to listen.
So he's like, so I can go back to Taylor Swift.
I can?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can get your piss yellow in no time, bro.
Oh, crisis averted, bro. What the fuck? I didn't know that was it.
You know what happens when I drink? When I take like a vitamin,
mm-hmm.
my piss turns yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Does that happen to you guys?
Yeah, with vitamin B complex.
It's the vitamin B complex. Yeah. That one? Okay, I have
that one turns your pee super yellow.
Yeah, you have a sunny composition. You know, you're a happier person when you have a yellow piss.
Is,
right?
is that what that is?
That's what I think so.
I was worried. I thought it was turning yellow. I thought I had jaundice.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
You know, one day my piss turned red too.
And red.
Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I was bleeding from my penis.
What the fuck, mm-hmm, bro? Mm-hmm. How'd that happen?
So what happened was my girlfriend at the time, she was like, you know, she was sucking my dick.
Sure.
And at some point she decided to bite it. Like across the shaft, not the head, but across the shaft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Kind of like how you eat a. What do you. You know, like when you're eating corn?
Okay.
Yeah. She decided to bite it and she bit it hard. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh.
And that shit hurt.
Oh, she probably broke.
She broke something.
Blood vessel or something, right?
Yeah. So the next day, when I woke up in the morning, I went to go pee. Fucking blood came out of that shit. I was like, what the fuck? So I was bleeding for like 2 fucking days out of my shit.
Did you go to the doctor? I mean, they might have had to like cast it or something, right?
Nah. They would have been like, sir, we're going to put a little Band-Aid on that. on your wiener.
Oh, they would have wrapped it, right? Well, they would have done something.
What does a guy normally do? You're like, you know what? Let's check it out for a couple of days.
Yeah,
you know? So I'm like, day one, all right, blood. Day two, blood. All right. By day three, it was already kind of going away. So I was like, all right, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
and
I think
it never happened again.
Yeah, we procrastinate with shit like that, man. But you know what? But if I'm bleeding from my dick, I think I would be a little scared.
Yeah, but you have but back. Okay,
what happened?
What could have happened?
Right.
You know,
like she bit my dick.
Yeah, but what could happen if she bit your dick? Like, could it get infected? Could it, you know, probably start like losing kind of it's manpower, right. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I checked for like open wounds or anything, sure. You know, things like that. There was no open wounds.
So it was all internal.
So it's all internal shit. You know,
fuck, how hard did she bite it, dog? Like,
I think the thing is when your penis is hard, I guess it's fucking more sensitive with that kind of pressure. I don't know.
Maybe.
You know? I mean, with the death grip, you kind of get used to the pressure, though.
Yeah, but she fucking bit it. Oh. Like, she literally bit my shit. Yeah.
Man, you should have fucking fed her, bro. You should have fed her before.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, that's a little too aggressive for me, man.
They nibble.
Nibble's cool.
Nibbles, all right.
Yeah, no, this sounds like they fucking took a full bite.
Nah, yeah.
I mean, you guys have had women bite on your chest, right? Well, but something that shit hurts, and they leave marks, man.
No, yeah. Which is fine because it's your chest, but we're talking about the penis.
I know, but I think women get a little like anxious or something. Or why is it that they bite?
Because they want to mark their territory.
Or you fucking tell them to fucking bite.
Well, there you go.
Like, fucking bite.
There you go. If they're marking the territory, they're probably marking your dick as territory as well.
That's true, huh?
I mean, man. you gotta whip it out at some point, right? And if it has a bite mark, they'd be like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah, but you don't bite the fucking penis, bro.
I mean, I know that you. I know, and you know that, but do they know that?
I think they do.
I don't know.
Maybe she was just trying to be cute, bro. Like that. It's like one of those things where it's like, oh, it'll be cute. Like, I'll just bite his penis.
And she didn't know her own power of her jaw.
Probably.
I guess. Shit. But you know what? In with all the women that I've been with, she's the only one that's ever done that.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what the hell, what was the problem.
I don't like it when they bite your nut. Because those are more sensitive than your shaft.
Well, see, they shouldn't be biting your nuts.
I know.
I understand like that. Don't tell me that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm just saying.
You got to be like, look, you gotta suckle the nut.
Even when they suckle, they got to be careful, man. Yeah. The nuts are not as It's, you know, right. They're very, very sensitive.
Yeah. You know, and for the lady fellas, man, you make sure to pay. I'm a big, like I appreciate attention to the nuts.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I think not all girls pay attention to them.
Oh, no, they ignore them completely.
Yeah. I go,
do you take care of your nuts, though? Do you,
I shave them and shit.
Do you shave them? Do you
keep
them?
Yeah, sometimes I get
they're
cut.
They're not looking like fucking little.
I get cuts, though, man.
I know.
Those are the worst fucking cuts,
man. I'm on the mission, on a mission to find the perfect man groom fucking clipper. Well, because so far...
Every
fucking
nick.
One of them fucking
really?
Nicks you.
Yeah, no, it's fucking annoying, bro. Like, I've even gone as far as, like, trying to stretch out my ball
right,
sack.
And
really?
Like,
yeah.
But see, that's called the bat wing, I think.
The bat wing.
Yes, when you stretch out your nuts, yeah. And it's, like, at that little thin membrane, uh-huh, it looks right. Like a bat wing.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, next time you do it, take a look in the mirror and see
right,
what you see.
I'm going to go, yeah.
Yes.
I'll be fucking flappy and shit.
Yes! That's the fun part, bro.
Man.
You know, and then if you grab your nuts and you kind of like, I can't explain them, but
you squeeze it like a stress ball.
Yes, there you go. And the two nuts pop out. Uh-huh. It looks like a brain, and
right.
That's called the brain. So next time you go in the mirror, you have a little fun with your balls. Yeah.
Why are you doing that to your balls?
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, fucking Jerky has too much time on his hands. He's like, I call this the brain.
I call this the bat wing.
Flap him.
Yeah, but that's always been my issue, bro. Like I try and so sometimes I'll do it with like a clip.
Yeah.
Like a clip
yeah.
on the thing, but it still doesn't get close enough.
Right. No, it doesn't.
So it's a little annoying.
Have you ever tried going in there with like just like a hair plucker?
Oh,
fucking hurts.
Wow. You like torture,
yeah,
bro.
No, I've tried it, but no, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Well, I go in there with a clipper at first, but it gets caught up in there, man. That the ball sack is very thin. And the clippers catch it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then once I get close enough and I don't damage anything, I go in there with like the five blade.
Five
blade.
The fuck you mean five?
Are you fading that shit?
Like the
five.
The shaver, you know, like the fucking razor. And I just shave it all
away.
Oh,
the Mach 5.
The Mach 5,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you meant like a 5 clip.
No.
Go, Jerky.
Like, you're not really trimming shit.
Oh, there. No. I use a 5 clip for the top. I leave it nice and big on top.
Yeah. That's how I use it to make my heart.
Yeah, that's different. No, I do use a 5 clip, but that's on top here.
You actually use a razor?
I'm
fucking terrified,
you're fucking
bro.
Crazy,
yeah,
bro.
But you only go around once, maybe twice. Because if you keep going, you'll nick yourself a little bit. Because there's, you know, the little hair follicles, they pop out, bro.
Yeah, they have the little
yes,
like,
little
like,
ball. I don't know what you call it.
Popped out like little, looks
like, yeah,
kind of like a pimple.
Kind of like a pimple.
All right,
see,
we all
got
so it.
So it's
man.
Not just me. All
no,
right.
No,
I don't want to say it. I'm like, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Nah,
they're think it's a fucking STD or some shit.
But see, I don't know if the ladies really appreciate the manscaping down there. Because it's been happening for a while, but then no one really comments on it.
Right.
That's true, huh? I think they do, though. I think they appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah.
But I wonder if they care for the balls, though, man. Well,
apparently not, because they're not going down there and taking care of your balls.
Right, like they need to pay attention. I think it's an important part.
I think so, too.
You know, but then again, it's like what you were talking about. They have to do it correctly. Like, they have to – they got to suck. Like just enough without hurting us,
because
it's very sensitive.
It's entirely it's the most sensitive part in our body,
except for you know aside from our hearts.
This is Ramon
Steves
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey fellas, we got a listener question.
What? We ain't got no listeners.
No, we do, bro.
I don't believe it, bro.
No, we have a lot of listeners, man.
Bullshit.
Yeah. No,
bullshit?
No. Wait,
no,
dude,
not bullshit.
Like, they listen?
Oh, they do listen.
They listen? Really?
Yes. Every week, you know, it doesn't fail that they always reach out to us, and they're always asking us questions. But the thing is, unfortunately, we want to see if we can start getting them to, like, send us a voicemail or a voice message. That way it'll be it'll sound good on the pod. You know?
Yeah, fucking do something, fucking listeners.
Right. It'll be nice to hear from our listeners, right?
They'll DM me like you're talking shit. Like, oh, man, you got a tattoo, but no fucking show. Okay.
Oh, they're fucking terrible, bro.
Like, oh, they're demanding.
Good for you. You got a new tattoo. Oh, but no fucking show. Okay.
Yeah, we miss one fucking week, bro.
I know, man. Shit. You know, but we didn't even apologize.
He put out something that there was no episode.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
There was no need to apologize.
They were asking, like, dude, there's no apology? I'm like, dude, we don't need to apologize. This shit is for free.
I'm like, we give you hours of entertainment a week at no cost to you, yes. And you want us to apologize to you for taking a day off?
Say, we're sorry, boss. What the fuck? You ain't pay us.
But the listeners, the people have written in.
The people. Whoa.
And the question is, I reached out to my ex last week. She told me she was getting married. And I respected that and just told her congratulations. Then she called me today and basically told me that she wants to fuck me one last time. She wants me to do all the things to her that no one has ever done and I always wanted to do. What should I do? What would the fellas do?
The fellas. Damn.
That's a hard one.
And is he with somebody or he's single?
No, he's single.
He's single. And she's engaged to be married.
Yes. And I guess he hadn't seen her for a while. Maybe like a year or so. But, you know, it's not like they ended on bad terms. It just didn't work out.
Man, this bitch is grimy, dude. She's about to get married.
About to get married. And we're talking about like within like to 2-3 weeks.
But why is she grimy, though? Guys fucking do that shit all the time.
Yeah, but guys. No, I'm just kidding. jokes.
Like, it's okay for a guy.
No.
If it was me.
He's single. He's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Well, he's not doing anything wrong, but you're supporting something that's wrong, right? Like that. Like you said, she is grimy.
Why is that wrong?
For her to step out on her man when she's about to get married, that's probably the ultimate fucking...
It's her last night to be with someone else, and then, you know, she's going to forever give herself to her new husband.
Yeah, but she already gave up herself to her husband by agreeing to marry him. Actually, if you think about it, once they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and she steps out on the boyfriend, that's cheating right there, too. So that's still grimy.
Are there different levels of cheating? Like, if you're cheating on your, let's say, on your boyfriend versus cheating on your fiance versus cheating on your husband, are those different levels of cheating?
But how is that cheating?
Or is it cheating across the board?
She isn't cheating multiple times. She's only wanting to have one night of sex with someone she knows.
It's still a cheat, bro.
Still a cheat?
I think so.
That's not a cheat.
Well, you're stepping out.
Yeah, I mean, I step out all the time. I, you know, go to the grocery store, fucking wash my car.
Yeah, but you're not allowing people to fucking dip their dick in you.
I mean, I wouldn't allow nobody to dip their dick in me.
But you know what? Like, since he's the listener and not her, I would say, well, fuck it. You know what I mean? He's not doing anything wrong because he's single.
Sure.
He's single, and, you know, maybe though, if you want to look at it and be like, okay, well, you're contributing to her stepping out on her man, but at the end of the day, he's the single one. She should be responsible enough to not step out on her partner.
Oh, you're, damn.
Right?
I mean, if you're looking at it, if you guys are really looking at it in the whole cheating aspect, he's also at fault because he's accepting, you know, this proposition where he's going to be involved in this triangle, basically. So he's at fault, too, because he's allowing her to do this, you know, what do you call this shit? What do you call that?
What is it? Entanglement.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're allowing her to get entangled right before she gets married.
And entangle, that's like a euphemism for like anal or something? Or
entanglement, well, you know, the penis.
I'm just asking. I mean, I have no idea.
I'm sure anal's involved, you know. Whatever,
yeah, she
everything.
Wants him to do whatever she wants.
Damn.
That just one last time. Like, how long do you think this guy could fucking do the D? Like, he's probably going to keep her there for a few hours, right?
But yeah. then it's like, but she would have to be like top notch, bro. Like she would have to be good. I think like for him to consider.
When she says, I'll let you do anything you want. What do you think she meant by that?
Maybe he can be like, oh, well, I really wanted to paint my fence. Like, if you want to come over and help me. Shit.
No, she really wants.
Show me, paint the fence.
She really wants some disgusting acts, bro. I mean, she wants to get, like, fucking a pearl necklace. She wants to get a facial. She wants to, you know, get rammed from behind.
What's a pearl necklace?
What's a pearl necklace?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's when you jizz on her chest.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, but you have to do it, like, very carefully, or?
so that it looks like a pearl necklace, right?
Right, okay. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, drip.
Yes.
Drip.
Yeah, like, just one drip at a time. Just oh. One pearl, two
oh, that,
pearls.
Oh, that,
pearls.
That's a big one right there.
Yeah.
See, I think if she's asking for all of this from the guy, that means that they've already done all this. So there isn't going to be anything new.
Oh, no.
She just wants to fucking have all of that. That this new guy isn't giving her before she gets married and she commits herself to this guy. So when that shit happens, how long is it? How, my thing is, okay, you know, sex is a big thing.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, for
right,
guys,
right,
for
right,
guys
right.
it's a huge thing.
It's huge,
right?
Huge.
It's a huge, huge fucking thing. For women, I think, you know, depending on how the type of girl that she is, she's either going to, after she gets married, her sex drive is going to drop off and she's going to become one of those typical married women that no longer wants to have sex, only wants to have sex once in a while.
Right, right.
And, you know, she'll be fine. She'll be married and she'll move on. Or she's going to continue to be the type of girl that she is right now, where she's like, ah, I want to feel this again before I get married to this guy who fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But then she's married and now she's like, fuck, that was really good. Can I call him back? Can I do it again? You know, so how long is she really going
to
be married?
No, and that's the thing. Like, she's going to continue to salivate for this fucking guy. Right. Like, and who's to say, like, that's going to be the last time?
Right.
You know, and if the guy gave in once, he may give in again. And now all of a sudden you're fucking with a married woman. Like,
yep. Right.
It's just this chick. I think when people feel like that, like they have no business, like, really getting married, bro.
Yeah. I think the fantasy is better than the reality.
Right.
In the sense that she claims that he can do whatever he wants with her. But truthfully, like, he should just stay away from this girl. She sounds like she's trouble, you know, because who knows? What's to say that she's not followed while he's on his way there and then, you know, some shit goes down? Who knows who the fiance is? He could be a cop. Like, he could be somebody with a gun and shit.
Or somebody, that just fucking loses it.
Yeah. Hmm. So, it gets pretty dicey pretty quickly. So.
Yeah, but
I'm going to do it.
You know what? At the end of the day, I would tell our listener, like, look, man. Yeah. I go, you're fucking single. Mm-hmm. You're single. Like, you can loosely decide what you want to do. Because she's the one that's fucking up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't, because I think as a single person, you're not it's not gonna eat you up.
Yeah, just fucking do it.
Just do it.
Do it. Don't take her back to your place. Go to a hotel where it's harder. If, like Jericho said, if the guy's following her, supposedly, it'll be harder for him to find anybody at a hotel.
True. Right. So you want to use like an alias, right? Like when you check in,
like James.
Yeah, like James Smith. Or
James
something.
Bond.
James Bond.
I'm going to say, yeah, do it.
Do it? Okay.
And if she calls you back again, fucking do it again, man.
God, fuck.
Fuck it, bro.
You're going to be fucking deep in it, bro. Like,
shall yeah.
That's see, she's a terrible person. She has no business getting married, bro.
Yeah. I say don't do it. It's more trouble than it's worth.
Integrity.
Integrity, but it's more trouble than it's worth.
But you've never had her vagina, so you don't know how good she is.
Man. Like, imagine, bro. Like,
I mean, vagina's vagina, right?
Not always.
Not always.
No?
Sometimes it's dick.
Sometimes it's an inverted dick.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And this is Jeebus.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas Podcast. Listen to Churros y Poodles, where we talk a lot of shit. Eh, we're all right, but give it a shot.
All right, fellas. So since we're talking about, like, relationships and shit, man,
We are?
We are?
The fuck?
A little bit. No, a little bit.
That dude wasn't in a relationship.
I know.
Well, he was single. She was in a relationship. About to get married. She's going to be a little hoe. You know what I mean? She wants to do some hoe activities. It's okay.
It's a stretch, but all right.
It's all right. All right, man. So my question to you guys, man. Do you guys remember the first time a girl told you that she loved you? And what was your response to that, man?
Wait.
Girls tell you that they love you?
Sometimes.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Really? That's unfortunate, bro. You've been married for 34 years.
Yeah.
Cherokee's like,
girls tell you that they love you?
They're like, oh, you're still here.
Since I got married when I was 12. No one's ever told me that they loved me.
I never said shit like that.
Fuck, man. You know what? I don't remember.
The first time?
The first time. I don't.
Man, you don't remember?
I don't.
I do. I specifically remember the first time they told me they loved me, and I was just like, I said, thank you.
No.
I responded with a thanks or thank you.
No.
I was like, oh, man, thanks.
But
I even shook my head. I said, thanks.
Wait, how old were you?
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Suck my dick.
Maybe like 18, 19.
18.
19.
Wow, that's pretty young, bro.
Yeah, it was young. It was young love, man. And I was like, oh, thank you. Because, you know, I grew up like in my family, we didn't say I love you, man. Like, it was weird to me. So I was just like, oh, man, thanks. I appreciate it. Or, you know, or sometimes I would hit people like with the me too. You know, oh, yeah, thanks, man. Or me too. Like,
ditto.
Yeah.
But when she did say it, like, was it for a reason? Had you guys just finished having sex?
We had just finished having sex.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, she was like, oh, man, I fucking love you. And I was like,
you love this dick.
I know, right? You just love me for my doggy style, right?
Wait, but was it the first time you had sex?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, we had sex a couple of times.
So, wait, that was the second time?
Maybe two, three, maybe third time, maybe.
Maybe she did love
me.
Maybe she did.
It happens, bro.
Because if she did it for the first, you know, after the first time, maybe it was kind of reactionary and it wasn't real. But after the third time, I'm pretty sure she fell in love with the dick.
Yeah, but the thing is, I thought it was kind of quick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people should drop.
Well, how long did you have sex for? Like 30 seconds, 40 seconds?
I guess if you combine them. Nah, maybe like 2 minutes. Okay. 2 minutes per session. You know, giving me a 30-second cushion. but she was about it. She was like, she seemed genuine and shit. But I was just like, nah, like, I'm not there yet.
Oh, you mean she told you she loves you too soon?
Yeah. Oh, like, I wasn't there yet. I'm like, I don't even tell my mom I love her.
Oh.
But I did love my mom, but it was just like, we weren't used to that shit. But for me, it was just kind of like, man, like, thank you. I appreciate that that you, like, one of the first people to tell me you love me. Like,
aside from you know, my mama, my daddy.
Yeah, like, I think she told me once. Like, but no, and I told her thanks, and she did not appreciate that. It hurt her feelings.
Well, how long before you felt a little bad that you didn't, you know, like, you did say thanks instead of saying something else? Like, I appreciate it. You know, like, I don't know how I feel yet. You said thanks, bro.
You know what? And I wasn't that at 18. I wasn't that deep.
It's a different time, man.
It didn't come to me where it was like, oh, maybe you should tell her, like, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't think about that. I just said, oh, man, like, that's cool. Like, thanks, man. Like, what do you want from me?
You weren't shocked that she told you that she loves you.
Because I was like, dead inside, I guess.
Wow.
It was like one of those things where it just kind of rolled off.
He's like, oh, thanks. Get away from me, bitch.
Get away from me. Man, you might want to go clean that nut. Like, you know, but that was the thing. Like, I think that was her, like, experimenting, because then she didn't drop it again until, like, a little later.
Well, because you fucking said thanks, bro. Right. Look, what she was looking for. And I think most people that say I love you, what they're looking for is to see if the guy reciprocates.
Yeah.
If the guy feels the same way as they do. But when you say thanks, you're almost kind of
dismissing it almost.
Almost, yeah. Because if you were to say something like, you know what, I'm not sure how I feel right now, then she's like, oh, okay, so he's still, like, you know, committed to this relationship, right, but he doesn't know exactly what love is.
What if you say what if you reply with, oh, I love you too? Kind of like in that tone, you
like
know?
In a dismissive tone?
Yeah, yeah, I love you too. You know, kind of like, more like, you know, then, at least you said the words.
Right.
But it's not like, you know, I fucking love you too.
See, and I think then it'll fuck more with their mind.
What did he mean?
Yeah.
Like, right.
Did he really mean that he loves me? Or right.
Is he just saying it because I said it.
God yeah. damn it. It's too complicated.
Fucking women. And they're,
and the thing is, I've known dudes that have dropped the fucking the L word or whatever just so they can hook up with the girl, like so they can sleep with them or whatever. Like, they don't mean that shit. But, like, at least I didn't. I was courteous enough to not pretend like I fucking love this girl.
Right.
She should have been thanking me.
Right.
Like, you know what, Victorious? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For not pretending.
Right. And then she should have paid me with a fucking blowjob. I'm just saying. Right? Like, girl, like, I'm being honest here.
I think you're a little too far with the blowjob.
Really?
Thing,
but you don't think it was worth a blowjob?
I think so.
Dude, a lot of guys would have went for it, and they would have been like, girl, like, I love you too. And she would have fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
But see, those were the players, man.
Right.
When we're talking about players, I didn't understand what a player was, but a player is a guy that knew the game.
Yeah.
And he knew that all the pitfalls of mm-hmm. a relationship. Mm-hmm. He knew what women expected. He knew what they wanted. He knew what to say when they would say something like, I love you. And these players were like they'd just wait for that and pounce on that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, they'd have the girl eating right out of the palm of their hand.
Or right out of their nutsack.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking
out of the bat.
Hey, fucking
out of the bat wing.
Bat wing.
I prefer the brain.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I don't know, man. I think a lot of people just fucking throw it around too much. Like, it's just for a girl, like, I can appreciate that a girl is willing to be vulnerable and shit, but don't just throw it out there like that. Just because a guy just fucking nutted in you, like,
I don't think they're throwing it out there though.
No,
I think they genuinely feel.
You think they feel it?
They genuinely feel it, and if especially if you make them feel, mm-hmm. you know, these feelings that. Sometimes they may have never ever had them before.
Yeah.
So, you know? So should they say, I think I love you?
Well,
or
maybe.
Or
yeah.
I think I'm falling in love with you, maybe?
Sure, maybe. But, you know, it's the same thing.
Is it?
You're going to take it the same way.
Right.
Oh, well, be like, all right, well.
Thank you. Shit,
thanks, man. I appreciate your consideration.
No, it's the same result.
Is it the
yeah,
same?
Yeah, I think it
okay.
is. Yeah, man. But, like, what you were saying, though. I think once you have sex with them, some of them at least,
right.
there's this deep connection that starts or develops when you start having sex.
Yeah, it's a huge deal for women.
Right.
And, you know, especially early on, maybe some of them disassociate and they really have no connection with, you know, sex and love.
Right.
Not because they're promiscuous or whatever, just because they really... don't feel the connection.
Oh,
because
they're hookers.
Okay.
Is it the first time a hooker told me she loves me?
I know. I was like, girl, this is only our third time.
No. It's like some girls are like men in the sense that like they're willing to fucking have sex with anybody and it's
right,
just sex.
Right.
You know,
right.
like guys are that way.
That's rare though for a girl to be like that.
It really is.
A chick like that has fucking problems for sure.
Yeah, and it really is. But for guys, I think in our youth anyway, we can go, you know, from girl to girl to girl and not feel like, hey, I'm committed to this girl.
Right.
It's
right.
just like, this girl likes me. I like her back. Let's go hook up. And then you meet another girl within the week, and this girl likes me. I like her back. Let's go hook up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It feels there. We don't feel a deep connection with a person just because we had sex.
Right. So if we are giving advice, it would be to basically to
he said if.
Like, well, I'm saying like real advice. You know what I mean? Because I know we say a lot of like random shit. It would be to kind of be like let them know that you're not there yet, right? Like just to be transparent and be like, you know what, I'm not there yet, but
unless you are, mm-hmm. and don't be afraid to fucking sure. you know to show the emotions, you to know, do it. If yeah. you think you are, or if you feel that you're getting there, you know, fucking say
just,
it.
Just do yeah. it.
But
just do it.
Be clear about how, you know, at what level you are as far as the care and the want of this right. person or the love of oh. this person.
You're like, yeah, you're I like, I love you like level 8.
No.
Like no. I love you like at a novice level right now.
Come on, not like that.
You know, next week, maybe, you know, beginner.
Intermediate,
you know.
We'll work our way up.
No, like, let's say if we're giving advice to our 12 or 13-year-old son.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be very important for us to explain to them that when you're talking to a girl, when you're in a relationship with a girl, you have to have mastery of your senses, of your actions, of, you know, all of
your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that. In a way where if something like that comes up, you know what to expect and you know how to react.
Right.
Because you don't want to say the wrong thing and then confuse the girl and confuse the situation, confuse the relationship. But you also don't want to
dismiss.
Yeah, be dismissive about it. Be like, just be in control of your entire being, and
right.
and I think she'll respect that.
But at 12, Cherokee, man,
why is he fucking at 12?
I don't know. If I had a son, I wouldn't want him fucking at 12.
Okay, man. Maybe not fucking at 12, but maybe a girl's in love with him. Because when I was 12,
like, yeah, yeah.
Well, you got married.
I know.
Yeah, given you had to go to Alabama and shit, but
I had girls telling me I love you at 12.
Really?
Yeah. And I did not know how to react. And I would say things like, well, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, you know, I really like you. And I really like, you know, hanging out with you.
You
and
really said
you.
That?
I said shit like that.
And she's like, I've been your mom your whole life.
I still don't know how to feel about that, mom.
She's like, you came out of my vagina.
He's like, I'm still on the fence, mom.
You suckled from my bosom.
Nah, man. But listen,
that's who I was, man. Yeah. And like, the minute a fucking girl... I think I was maybe like 13. The minute a fucking girl started sucking on a fucking lollipop and uh-huh. started, mm-hmm, you know, showing mm-hmm, me mm-hmm. another side of a relationship, I jumped ship. So like, guys are not, you know, we're not fucking mess in control of ourselves, man. We have hormones. We fucking as soon as a girl could show me she could, you know, she knew how to suck dick.
Right.
I was over there.
Well, right. Well, that's the thing, and that's what I was talking about. Like, a lot of the times a guy will say whatever he needs to say, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it, girl, I love you too. Now suck my dick.
Suck my dick because you love me.
Right.
But then that's how you create psycho chicks, man.
And that's the thing. Like,
and that's the fucking problem. That's the problem I'm having now, man.
Right. So that's what I'm telling you. I was fucking ahead of the game with the fucking thank you. Well, you guys are sleeping on the fucking thanks, bro. Like, I, you know what I mean? That doesn't fucking lead her anywhere. Like, that's it's true. Just. It's just like, you love me, man? Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, girls. If you ever had a guy that said thanks to you, give me a call. Because the rest of y'all are fucking crazy.
They're going to be like, fuck Victoria.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas. I have a listener question.
Do I have to say it again?
Yeah, you gotta say it again.
Bitch, that's what we pay you for.
Oh, damn it. What? We have a listener question.
That shit was terrible.
Terrible.
He sounded like a fat chick at 2 a.m. What?
I gotta go fuck. All right, so the listener wants to know. I'm dating an awesome woman. She is fun. We have a lot in common. We have great sex. But
God,
she has tattoos.
Okay.
Okay, what's wrong with tattoos? Nothing's wrong with tattoos.
No. So each one of the tattoos has significance that is tied to one of her exes. Meaning like names, dates,
big old dick
symbols.
Imagine fucking across her fucking back, bro. All
right, big old dick. Down her fucking right leg.
Yes.
Oh, just,
it's
God.
Like as a memory.
Oh,
that's terrible.
He probably traced it or something. I don't know.
Shit.
But it's all like just she has a lot of tattoos and there's a lot of significance in each one of them. Hmm. Well, so that's
okay. So what's a lot?
A lot.
Like, how
did
many?
Did he specify how many?
Yeah, how many?
I mean, he said a lot. He didn't say how many, but he said she was covered in tattoos.
And is it one per guy or is like multiple per guy?
Well, no, one per guy, but there's all over her back and chest and arms and Damn. And legs and I mean, come on.
Oh, you so know she's fucking
yeah.
Hell.
She's fuck. That's a lot. Damn it. Like why? But see, but they're not like names, right?
There's just, some names in there.
There are.
And there's dates. Some like are pretty much dates where they started dating.
Oh, okay.
Anniversaries, things like that. And some are just symbols, which the symbols could be dicks. I don't know what.
So does this guy have his tattoo on the board already?
Did he no, specify? Not yet.
Not yet.
No, he just started dating her.
Yeah.
So
fuck.
That's a tough one, man.
You know, if she had one or two, like, I think I would be like, all right, like, fuck it, whatever. Like, at least when I pull out and I come, I would come on the tattoo. Right? Like, I think at least.
Fuck you, Joseph.
Yeah. It's like, Joseph! It's for you. But,
that's tough.
Yeah.
Shit. And it doesn't sound like she wants to remove any of them.
How old are they?
They're like 25.
Oh, nah.
What?
No, you know what? Fuck.
No.
All right. Fuck her a couple more times and move on to the next one.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Like,
that's it?
Right. Like, I wouldn't be open to any kind of, like,
nah.
commitment with
hell
her.
Hell nah. If she was 40 or 45, you know, maybe you have something, there's something else there where she's, you know, finally slowing down, where she wants a relationship and she's done adding X's to her fucking body.
But you know what? It shows poor judgment, man. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
I
if
mean,
she's fucking 45 and it's like, bro, like, why? Like, you must be pretty dumb.
Everyone has their fucking skeletons in their closet, bro.
Very true. Hers are all over her body. Not no fucking closet. What the fuck?
She's got a big-ass bone running down her leg.
Yeah. No, right away, bro. Like, I'd be like, nah, that's a red flag. If she was good, like, I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I'll fuck around for a couple more times.
What if she told you, you know what, my last ex, you know, we had this blow up, blah, 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 and I promised myself not to date again until I found the right guy, and that was a year ago.
Sure.
And now she's like, you know, I just found you. You know, we've been doing great. And I think we're good. And she's about 40, 45.
Okay.
See, 40, 45 with that many tattoos.
That's a...
How many didn't make it on the wall of tattoos there? On the chest of tattoos?
Yeah, but you can't think that way, bro.
I know, but imagine that. Because he hasn't made it on there. So it's not like if it's that easy to make it on there.
Putting names on your body is poor judgment, bro.
I mean, she was probably a heroin addict at some point.
Oh, my
or a fucking on fentanyl. You know, I don't know,
bro. So that's a perk, right? Like she can pull out her teeth and shit.
Oh, my God.
She can fucking gum the shit out of your dick. Damn, That's tough, man. I think putting names on, unless it's your daughters and stuff like that, or your sons, or like putting names on your body, I think it shows poor judgment, bro. And if you showed that poor judgment 20 times, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I think, right? Like, I think it's safe to say.
And do you think, like, maybe, just maybe,
yeah,
each time she had a name on her body, she crossed it out and then put the next one right below it? Or does it not work that way?
I mean, if
I'm just asking.
If her tattoos are set up that way, then you for sure better not fucking. You better not marry that chick.
Yeah, I think that would be even stupider, I mean, right? Like, to fucking cross out.
And if you're dumb enough to be asking us a question. And you're still not certain whether or not you should keep going out with her?
But that's the thing. I think if he wants to continue to sleep with her, like, fuck it, sleep with her, bro.
Well, that's
like,
what I said. You know, continue, you know, keep it going for another couple months. And then
whatever.
What if she surprises him with her name?
With his name.
Yeah, with his name, yeah. Like, right under.
And what did she say? You know, this one's special because we...
because it's number 17.
But you know what? I get it.
What do you get?
I get why she has all those names.
Why?
Because she falls in love with the guy. She gets their name tattooed or something significant about the guy tattooed on her body. And the guy bounces.
But you know what? If she would have came up to me and been like, Victorious, I just got your name tattooed on my body. You know what my response would be?
Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly. I'd be like, man, thank you.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Fellas, you know what? I saw this meme the other day where they're talking about how, you know, how guys are different than women, right? So a woman leaves the house. Before they leave the house, they have to make sure they have, you know, these certain things with them, right?
Sure.
They have to have their keys, their purse, their fucking Stanley cup, their wallet,
right?
Makeup, all kinds of
makeup,
shit.
All kinds of shit. But a guy, what do we need when we leave the house? If I'm going somewhere, I need my car keys, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
My car keys. If I'm out and I need to buy anything, I need my wallet.
Sure.
Or a credit card or whatever.
Right.
And if I get lost or I need to call somebody, I need my phone, right?
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Three things. Three fucking things. Why are women so complicated?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think we'll ever understand what women are really like. I mean, I've been married to one since I was 12.
It's a tough thing to understand, but you know what, like, cause my mom really did have like a mom bag,
like a really like a bag, big bag,
fucking bag, and it was like, damn, mom, I fucking forgot this. I got you.
Bam,
and she would be able to pull shit out, bro.
Wow.
And I'd be like, fuck, like her bag was heavy as fuck, man.
Well, you've seen those games, right? Like at a radio show or like some kind of, I don't know. There's always a contest, and they ask if anyone can give me a paperclip.
Oh, right.
And you're at the mall or something.
Yeah.
Like you win $10, and a woman will pop out her purse, and they'll find a fucking paperclip.
Yeah, like random shit.
Like random ass shit. Like they load that purse up with a bunch of stuff.
They're like, what about a box of paperclips?
Stupid. Can I get $100?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I can appreciate it. I can appreciate it, but I don't think it's worth the trouble, bro. Like, I think, like, if, like, as a man, right? Like, you have your wallet. If I need something, I can go buy it.
Right. Sure. That's why I'm like, okay, why do you need a Stanley Cup, 32 or 64 ounce Stanley Cup with you? How thirsty are you?
Right.
Because if I'm thirsty, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna stop off at the gas station. I'm gonna go pop out my fucking debit card. I'm gonna get a fucking water.
Or
I'm gonna get a Monster.
Or even go to fucking Starbucks, bro. You can get a free water.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. They say that's the fucking angel water and shit. Like it's from the heavens. They're like, you know what? The other day, I'm so intimidated by fucking Starbucks, bro. I had to text my sister-in-law. I'm like, hey, how do I order water? And she's like, tell him you want a venti cup or something water. I forgot how she said it, but now I was like, all right.
So you wanted a venti cup with water, ice water.
Ice water. There you go.
Ice.
Something like that. Ice water.
Yeah, and then hold the what?
Hold the price. On it for free.
So venti cup, extra ice, no classic.
No classic.
Splash 2%.
Hold the price.
Hold the price. Yeah. But no, you know what I mean? You can get water.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have to carry around all this shit, man. Like
true.
But you know, but my mom, she did come in clutch a couple of times. You know what I mean? Because, but fuck, her bag was always so fucking heavy, bro. Like, I, even as she got older, I'm like, dude, you're going to fucking tip over. Like, you're going to fucking tip over. Like, your bag is so fucking heavy.
Oh, man. But, man, I fucking busted my ass. Like, I fell down in La Placita Olvera. And you know how they have those the bricks that are kind of like picos?
Uh-huh.
In the plaza area? I bust, like, I fell and hit my fucking forehead right in that area.
Are you serious?
Not my forehead, but what is this? My eyebrow.
Your eyebrow.
And my mom popped out her fucking bag, and she had a
she shit. She stitched you up.
She did. And we were good to go, bro. It's just, it comes in clutch, man.
She had a lighter. She burnt the shit out of that needle.
Yeah. But see, but I don't think women today are built like that though. Like I think they're carrying like a lot of excessive shit that isn't really gonna be helpful to people.
I mean, not helpful to men.
I think it's more about them.
Yeah, makeup, fucking pads, fucking I don't know, fucking what else? Fucking mirrors.
You know what, fellas? The next time you're
shit, I don't know what they carry.
The next time you're with your woman, just grab your woman's purse, right?
Empty it out.
And empty that shit out at the table and see what pops out. Like, cause that's got to be some interesting shit. What's in that fucking bag? Why is it so fucking heavy?
You're like black dildo. What the fuck?
Well, I will let you know next time I have a woman. I am still an unfucked unsullied.
Fucking A. You know what? One thing that my wife does carry that I appreciate is she carries mints.
Oh, okay.
She carries mints. So every once in a while, I'm like, hey, let me get a mint.
You're right, though. You're right. I was talking to somebody that, you know, I think we both realized or both of our breath was kind of, you know, they were kind of humming a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, you want some gum? Yeah, I'll take some gum. She pulled out her purse. Gum.
Ooh.
Boom.
Yeah.
Fresh breath. Yeah. We're able to talk the rest of the time. Boom.
Wow. All
right. Yeah. But to be honest, it doesn't bother me that much because at least we don't have to be carrying that shit.
You know what? Is it the problem that the more items we carry, the easier it'd be for us to forget?
Maybe.
Because, you know, sometimes I walk out of my house. I know what I'm supposed to have with me, right? My phone, my wallet, my keys, right?
And how do you make sure that you have your phone, your wallet, and your keys?
I pat in the front. I pat in the back.
Okay.
I pat on my chest.
Okay.
Okay.
What's with your chest?
Well, my heart.
Okay.
He's like, can't leave without my heart.
I don't know why he said my chest. You know, sometimes I have a shirt with a pocket on top.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I put my phone.
Oh, I thought you were trying to fucking pat yourself to wake yourself up.
Wake up,
I got arrhythmia.
Wait, you'll put your phone in like the little shirt pocket?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. But you know what? The to complicate it too, like sometimes women they have different purses.
Right.
Too. So they gotta when they switch, you know what I mean, they gotta move certain stuff to the new purse.
They're like, oh shit, I forgot my gum in my other purse. The fuck?
He said, fuck, man. That's the only thing I care about, right? Like
wait, why don't they have like just like a purse sleeve? Like it has like it's a purse within a purse,
uh-huh.
And it has a little pockets, and you know all you have to do is take that sleeve out,
take the liner almost.
And it's like a liner almost, right? Yeah, and you take the little purse out, and then you put it into the other purse.
Well, I think that's like a diaper bag, isn't it?
No. It would be much easier to switch purses without
copyright patent pending.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got bad news.
What?
You're gay.
No. We determined that it was due to the beet juice.
Oh, that's right.
Pissing pink.
Yeah, right, yeah, so yeah, he's not really becoming a woman.
No, that's crisis averted, bro. Holy
and,
shit.
And the best thing you can continue to use your bidet.
Yes.
Right.
And that's gots it.
that would hurt.
Oh, yeah. Woo. All right. No, we have a different problem.
Okay.
Our cars, They're spying on us, bro.
What?
They're snitching on us, bro.
Damn.
What are they? Wait. What are they telling people?
They're reporting to insurance companies on our driving habits, how fast we drive, how hard we brake. It's just they're giving the information that's about like how we drive to the insurance companies, and they're adjusting their rates accordingly.
That's only if you have that little fucking machine that you fucking attach to your car.
Oh no.
What?
Any new car.
Stop.
Like, especially like my car. My car has an app, and it tells me my driver rating. And it tells me.
What the fuck?
Yes.
It's fucking rating you?
Yes. It's rating me as a driver because it has like a parent app sort of a thing. Like, let's say if I buy my car for my kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It'll tell me how many times I've braked hard. It'll take.
Broke.
Broke card? Say it. I don't know.
I think it's broke.
Broke. Broke, broken hard.
Broken
I don't know.
Broke back, mountain.
That's another movie I stopped watching because of the whole thing. But no, like how many times you break hard.
Yeah.
And how fast you go and how like what your gas mileage is and all of that stuff. And your driving habits, basically.
Shit.
So my app tells me that. And then my wife's car has the same fucking thing.
Holy shit.
And it's just a mess, bro.
You know what?
What's that?
I have an electric car.
Yes, you do.
That shit has probably 100 chips in it.
It does.
And it has this anti-collision thing on it.
Right.
Where if it thinks I'm gonna hit somebody, it just fucking, it breaks by itself.
Exactly.
And all the lights are on, rah, 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 like telling me, you're about to die, motherfucker, but I saved you.
And the way you drive, I believe it happens every day.
Wait, like a bunch of lights start flashing?
Well, yeah. In my console, it fucking turns red. It's like, rah, 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 wake
Holy
up, bitch.
Holy shit.
I'm going to break for you.
Oh, like it thinks you're asleep.
Yeah, it thinks I'm not paying attention. And I'm like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm going to break in time.
Yes.
But it does that shit. I mean, it's only done it like 5 times.
Today, right? Today.
So that's why I'm like, you know what? If I had that little fucking machine, I'd be fucked.
Yeah, no.
My insurance company be like,
oh no, you don't need that machine. I mean, I think sooner or later they're gonna be able to hook up to our cars and know exactly how to adjust our rates.
That's
bro.
Fucking encroaching on my fucking freedom, motherfucker.
I know, but listen, it's not how many times you crash; it's how many times we almost crash.
Well, what almost. If it isn't my fault?
I know it's not, but you know, if it's in front of you, it's your fault, right? Because how many? You said it has happened 5 times where you almost crashed into a car and your car goes crazy, telling you to wake the fuck up.
I didn't almost crash. I just got too close and I was going too fast.
That's calling crash. That's called crashing.
Yeah, but the thing is, the key word is almost.
I understand.
You did not.
I would have broke in time.
Uh huh. No, but that's still too close for comfort.
For comfort.
I think the car is too
sensitive,
overreactive.
I don't know, bro. It's not a woman.
Like the car should wait until after you crash.
Why are you overreacting?
No.
The fucking car is 2 feet away from me.
It's trying to make sure you drive safer.
Is it? I only hit 2 people. Fuck.
No, my car has a feature where it fucking wakes me up if I'm falling asleep. It'll fucking warn me, saying like your eyes are.
How far does it go inside?
No.
It fucking probes you.
No, it doesn't do that.
Wake up, motherfucker.
No, it has a little coffee, little fucking kind of icon, and it pretty much says you're falling asleep. You should fucking pull over. There is a rest stop, and it'll tell me where the rest stop is.
But
it's pretty advanced.
But it determines that based off like if you're swerving or something.
No,
or?
It determines off my eyes.
Yeah. Oh, it reads your fucking eyes.
It reads my face, bro.
What if you're like fucking Asian, bro? Imagine you're fucking Asian and be like, bitch, my eyes are wide open.
The car's like always, sir, wake up, sir.
Your
sir.
Eyes are closed. What the fuck? Oh, that is not a good feature.
Sir.
Wake up.
And then the man stops. He goes to the setting. He's like, oh, that's what happened. I had it set on white. Let me go to yellow.
He said I had it set on white.
I had it set a round eye. I'm slanty eye. Yeah.
It is true. That's right. that's a concern.
Right.
That's a big concern.
That's kind of fucked up, man. You know what? But I think if you pay for the car should not work against you.
It's snitching, bro.
Exactly.
It should not snitch on you. It's like,
the world we live in, bro.
Right. It's like, hey, bro, you going to lie for me or what?
Oh, man. Like,
you tell your car, snitches get stitches, motherfucker.
Yeah. So it's a whole new world that we're living in, bro, and I don't really like it anymore, man. Everything is snitches on you, by the way. Back in the day, I don't know if you knew, but Instagram snitched on you. Every time you uploaded a picture, people could find out where you lived, where you uploaded it. And if they saw the picture was – a lot of pictures were being uploaded in the same place, they pretty much said, like, that's probably where they live.
Like in that area or whatever.
Yeah, so it's one of those things, man.
Yeah, it's not okay. Not okay. What the fuck happened to privacy, man?
It's over, bro.
But you know what? I don't think the new people, I don't think they appreciate privacy. They don't want privacy.
What do you mean new people?
Like the young kids. The younger generation, bro. Like,
really?
Even younger than you, Barlos.
Younger than 35?
Yeah, even younger than 35, man. I'm talking about the demographic of like maybe fucking 23 to 34.
You know, a lot of them thrive on that shit, though, man.
Yeah, that's why.
They love it, and they go crazy when they don't have it. You know, when they had that outing, outage a couple of weeks ago, people were going fucking crazy.
There was an outage?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What kind of outage? What kind of outage?
Instagram and Facebook was down.
Really?
For like a couple of hours, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. A
couple of hours, really? Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, cause you're young.
He's like, I was going crazy.
I was going crazy, man. I was ready to kill somebody, man.
Dude, can you imagine how many fucking careers that would end? Like, if Instagram just fucking said, you know what?
You know how many babies are not going to get breastfed?
Exactly.
Oh, bro.
How many babies are gonna go hungry?
I know,
bro?
Man. Like, they're
all dead. The babies, they're not real.
Cherokee, that is not the point.
Shut your ass up, Cherokee. The fuck?
Stop being a fucking snitch.
Stop get stitches, motherfucker.
Instagram, delete that.
Delete.
You know what? Speaking of the breastfeeding women, you know, once again, thank you so much. You're doing the Lord's work, man.
He thanked them so many times.
I know.
You got to thank them for their service, bro.
I was thinking about all the other titties. You know.
He's thought about three titties right there. Man.
You know, they're becoming so sophisticated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of these babies, you know, we realize some of these babies, they're dolls, right?
Sure, sure.
But they're getting these realistic dolls.
Right.
That way you can't tell that it's not real.
Right.
But you know what? They're getting so fucking smart. They're actually not. They now have robot babies that actually they're moving.
No
and
way!
Actually drinking milk from the tit.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
They really are.
I mean, I don't know if it's a real baby, but right. I mean, I think it's a robot.
This is dedication.
It could have been a real baby.
No,
I think that sounds like, is that a fucking robot?
No, but go, please, when you're out in your car, you know, there's no way to disable this. Just be more mindful and realize that your rates could rise if your car is connected to your insurance company.
So you cannot disable it.
There's no way to disable it.
Yeah, but the insurance company can't, without your permission, actually use your driving habits as a measure for your rates.
Let's say you want a discount. Would you allow them to see
your
driving habit?
No.
No, because it can only go one way.
No.
Up. It's not going to go down. What the fuck?
There's no fucking discount coming from me. What the hell?
Come on, Jerky.
How stupid am I?
What kind of shit is that?
Oh. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to let my insurance monitor my fucking driving.
Of course.
Shit, bro.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. Let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Already, bro.
What?
Man, we didn't even cover the topic that I wanted to talk about.
Which
man.
One?
Boeing has been fucking up.
You know what? Boeing, you know, when we go to Mexico City, we ain't flying Boeing.
I
right?
hope not, bro. I don't know.
I mean,
let's hope not.
We should check what kind of plane we're flying on.
Yes, we should, bro. But yeah, you know what? We'll talk about that next week. How's that?
Oh, we didn't even talk about my cruise.
We didn't. We didn't talk about your cruise.
I'm going on the fucking on a cruise next week.
Next week? What? Wait a minute. You're not going to be here next week?
No, I leave on Thursday.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, and then we didn't talk about my penis pump.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck.
Man.
Well, we'll talk about it next week, too.
Okay.
Hopefully we remember, you know.
Hey, why are these topics better than the topics we had today?
Exactly. I have no idea. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Fun time, fellas.
Was it? Was it? Or are you just giving me a fucking thank you?
Motherfucker.
You know what, guys? Thank you.
No.
Thank you for today, man. Thank you so much.
No, man. We
appreciate it.
I think, you know what? We love each other here, right?
Yeah.
But thank you.
Wait. Oh, wait. What?
I mean, thank you.
No.
I appreciate you saying that. And thank you.
That's fucked up.
You know what? You know what? I love you too.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love you too, fucking Victoria.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
You know what? It really doesn't sound so bad.
Right?
I think women should really appreciate us saying thank you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he appreciates my love.
I do, man. I appreciate it.
I am sucking nobody's dick.
He said, that's where I draw the line.
Motherfucking shit. Even if it's inverted.
You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
What, the Dodgers playing in fucking Korea?
Yes, and then all of a sudden that Asian girl was all the fucking rage.
Oh, is
I
that?
Know.
Oh, so that was in Korea.
I can't say her name, but she was in this Money Heist Korea, and she was an actress. Apparently she's famous over there.
Yeah.
But everybody's falling in love with this chick.
I know, I'm looking at her like, okay, she's pretty.
She's okay.
But
yeah.
She's... Skinny ass, fucking tall Korean.
But she has a little booty.
She has a booty though.
Is that real though?
Maybe not.
As real as her dick print.
She has a dick print?
I sent it to you guys. Don't act like you didn't see it.
The shadow was from her hand.
It was a shadow.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what? For you guys, I would take the hit and I'll check.
Okay.
I mean, it can't be that big.
Right? I know, right?
Well, I guess we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
You know, the Asian girl with the Korean girl.
Korean.
That has, like, you know, it's captured the imagination of all of America.
All the Dodger fans.
All the Dodger fans.
All the Dodger players.
Is that not America? No.
It could be.
I guess it's just America.
Well, Korea.
It's just Los Angeles then, right?
All right, fellas, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm fucking tired.
Let's go.
Let's go. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Man, great fucking show, guys, man. Many laughs. I think we brought it, man. I think we brought it this week. We were missing out last week, but... You know what?
Yeah, it was your fault.
I know. It was my fault. Mm-hmm. It was my fault. But
no, it was your fault, too.
No, it wasn't.
His fault was Monday.
Yes.
My fault was Wednesday.
Yes.
And then there was no show.
There was no show.
But you know what? But this week, we fucking brought it, man. I don't give a fuck. Like, I think we earned our pay.
our zeros of dollars?
Yes.
Our zeros of dollars.
You know what it is? Is we don't get any money because fans don't send us money, man. We should create a cash
I know.
App.
We should. I think they would send us money.
They send us a beer, right? Like, enough for a beer.
Yeah, know, just for man. Fun.
But LA beer, though, because not fucking Kansas City.
Not a Wisconsin beer.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's fucking... God, what are they fucking charging for a beer over there? Like, $2? Like, over here, they're about $7 over here.
Yeah.
You know, it gets expensive.
Nah, like, send us some real money and shit.
Exactly.
Don't send us some Cali money.
There you go.
Is that what? Nah, fuck that. We gotta we've
been
factor
a wage here. We $25.
$25 minimum wage. Shit, that shit is ridiculous.
That is
bro.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, man. But thank you guys for listening, man. Fucking love you guys. And we're back, man. Fellas are back. And next week. If everything goes according to plan,
sure.
We're going to have the fake fellas on.
We're
going to have the fake fellas on next week. So.
Just so you all know, next week I won't be here.
What?
What?
Wait a minute.
No. Oh, you have your cruise.
No, he's going to leave on Thursday, though.
Oh, so you might be here.
I might leave Monday.
No. You should be here because so they don't fuck up your equipment.
I don't want to be here with them.
God damn it.
Fake ass motherfucker.
Nah, then fuck it. Fake fellas, you guys are uninvited.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know what? My plans have changed. I'll be here next week.
Oh, man. Fucking love you guys, man. Thank you guys for the laughs. Thank you. Fuck you. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, we have a little show called Louder Milk. What's Louder Milk, you ask? Ooh. I'll tell you anyway.
Woo!
It's this show where it's kind of like an ex-writer. He's a critic, music critic, that becomes a like a AA guy. What do you call those? He's a counselor. He's a drug counselor.
Okay.
Alcohol and drug counselor.
Yeah.
But he's a lot like Barlow's, man. You know, he hates life, but he wants to help people. You know, he wants to... He wants to spread the word of, like, sobriety and just, like, better your life and stuff. You know, so he's a good guy. But a lot of funny things happen. Like, it's really well written.
Okay.
It's really, really funny without trying to be funny. And what I mean not trying to be funny is not that stupid funny.
Like slapstick comedy?
None of that. Okay. No, it's just really smart comedy. And I really, really fell in love with it. I watched the entire show, 10 minutes every day. And I watched the last episode, which was only 10 minutes at the end. And it was a great little wrap-up. So I think you guys are going to really like it. It's got Will Sasso, that one guy from Band of Brothers. And
In The Office. He's the main guy in The Office.
What?
Yeah.
Who's in The Office?
Steve Carell?
No, Steve Carell.
I'm sorry. Office Space.
Office Space, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And you know, the neighbor isn't too bad looking. You know, she's a looker. Right. And you know, so you guys might like it. And hopefully, if you take it for a spin, if you watch it, just report in, see if you liked it or not. So it's on Netflix. It's totally free for a lot of you bastards that don't pay for it. Victoria.
No. I pay now. Let's get that right. Like, hey, I want credit now that I pay.
So take a watch and see if you like it. If not, you know, you guys could write to idontgiveafuck@askthefellas.com. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felaz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. pido disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche parque.